All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the top 7 facts about the Insurrection Act of 1807. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, and today you'll learn 7 key insights about the Insurrection Act of 1807. Insurrection insights ignite incredible interest in intricate issues. Let's get started. Fact number 1. The Insurrection Act of 1807 allows the president to deploy the military domestically. Originally enacted to provide a robust federal response to domestic insurrections, it replaced the earlier, limited Calling Forth Act of 1792. Test question. What does the Insurrection Act allow the president to do? Correct answer. Deploy the military domestically. Remember this. 1807. Presidential power was leavened. Next up, fact number 2. The Act provides an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act. The Posse Comitatus Act limits military involvement in civilian affairs, but the Insurrection Act allows military intervention when civil authority is insufficient. Test question. What act limits military involvement in domestic affairs? Correct answer. Posse Comitatus Act. When posse's not enough, insurrection gets tough. Moving on. Fact number 3. It was used during the civil rights movement to enforce desegregation. Federal intervention under the Act ensured enforcement of Supreme Court desegregation rulings, often against state resistance. Test question. During which movement was the Insurrection Act used to enforce desegregation? Correct answer. Civil rights movement. Desegregation dedication during civil rights. Elevation. All right, let's continue with fact number 4. The 2007 amendment allowed military action without state consent, but was repealed in 2008. This amendment expanded presidential powers, but faced backlash for undermining state autonomy, leading to its repeal. Test question. When was the amendment allowing military action without state consent repealed? Correct answer, 2008. 2008, state powers reinstated straight. On to the next one. Fact number 5. President Trump considered invoking the act during the George Floyd protests in 2020. The protests tested federal intervention limits, with debates on the appropriateness of using military force. Test question. During which event in 2020 did President Trump consider invoking the Insurrection Act? Correct answer. George Floyd protests. 2020 tension. Floyd protests drew attention. Now let's move forward with fact number 6. The Civil Act was introduced to limit presidential powers under the Insurrection Act, proposed to introduce checks on executive power, emphasizing the need for congressional oversight in domestic military deployment. Test question. What act was introduced to limit presidential powers under the Insurrection Act? Correct answer, Civil Act. Civil checks and balances, curbing executive advances. Finally, fact number 7. The Act has been invoked for labor conflicts, civil rights enforcement, and disaster response. Its flexible application across different scenarios demonstrates its enduring relevance in maintaining order and enforcing federal laws. Test question. Name 3 situations in which the Insurrection Act has been invoked. Correct answer. Labor conflicts, civil rights enforcement, disaster response. Labor, rights, disasters, Insurrection Act masters. Let's shift gears a bit for a quick recap. Fact 1. What does the Insurrection Act allow the president to do? Correct answer. Deploy the military domestically. Fact 2. What act limits military involvement in domestic affairs? Correct answer. Posse Comitatus Act. Fact 3. During which movement was the Insurrection Act used to enforce desegregation? Correct answer. Civil rights movement. Fact 4. When was the amendment allowing military action without state consent repealed? Correct answer, 2008. Fact 5. During which event in 2020 did President Trump consider invoking the Insurrection Act? Correct answer, George Floyd protests. Fact 6. What act was introduced to limit presidential powers under the Insurrection Act? Correct answer, Civil Act. Fact 7. Name 3 situations in which the Insurrection Act has been invoked. Correct answer. Labor conflicts, civil rights enforcement, disaster response. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.